You know, man, times in this Christian walk, you fall off and start slacking, you know what I mean?
I gotta get back on it, man, I'm slacking on my miss. Slacking on my mission, slacking on my mission. I gotta get back on it, man. I'm back up on my mission, back up on my mission. I'm back up on my mission. I gotta get back on it, man. I got to pay attention, cause I'm working for the Lord and I'm slacking on my mission. On my mission, yeah, on my mission. On my mission, yeah, on my mission. I was slacking on my mission, slacking on my mission. Now I'm back up on my mission, I'm back up on my mission. Yeah. Minister,
back up on my mission.
Listen, I used to study hard, now I'm fumbling. Used to come easy, now I'm struggling. I need to free my mind, need to read my words. Yeah, sound easy, hardest ever heard. Hear the whistle blow, it's time to hit the street. Head undercover, hiding with the sheets. And I can't sleep, Lord, my mind weak. Lord, bring me to the herd, I'm a lost sheep. I'm sorry, Lord, I wanna be pleased. But I keep the gospel to myself like it's treason. Far from lorries, no seasoning. Man, I try to be good for no reason. And I'm back on it, I'm done slacking. I'm on the mission, and I'm done packing. When truth talk, truth happen. Put a bow on it, cause I'm through rapping.
I gotta get back on it, man. I'm slacking on my mission. Slacking on my mission. Slacking on my mission.
I gotta get back on it, man. I'm back up on my mission. Back up on my mission. I'm back up on my mission. I gotta get back on it, man. I got to pay attention, cause I'm working for the Lord and I'm slacking on my mission.
On my mission. Yeah, on my mission. On my mission. Yeah, on my mission.
I was slacking on my mission. Slacking on my mission. Now I'm back up on my mission. I'm back up on my mission. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, JV, yeah.
Back up on my mission.
I thought I had it though, but I'm slacking on my mission. The Lord on my flaws, all of Jesus' intuition. Going steadfast, but it's still something missing. My sins really washing like a set of dirty dishes. I used to stand tall, now I'm falling down. Moses saw the burning bush, instead I beat around. Can't you get the picture, get your Kodak on. Or it ain't in the frame, or something just went wrong. I used to read my word, now I don't even read a magazine. Instead of praising him, I seen the worst of running things. I gotta get back on my mission, get back on my feet. With the Lord on my side, then I can't accept defeat. And yes, I swear I'm the man, but I'm still sinking in like I stepped in quicksand. I'm stuck in something deep, trying to push through. If I had 99 and a half, it still won't do.
I gotta get back on it, man. I'm slacking on my mission. Slacking on my mission. Slacking on my mission.
I gotta get back on it, man. I'm back up on my mission. Back up on my mission. I'm back up on my mission.
I gotta get back on it, man. I got to pay attention, cause I'm working for the Lord and I'm slacking on my mission.
On my mission. Yeah, on my mission. On my mission. Yeah, on my mission.
I was slacking on my mission. Slacking on my mission. Now I'm back up on my mission. I'm back up on my mission.
Back up on my mission.
I used to read my word, now I just glance at it. Was going hard for the Lord every chance I get. Not realizing I had people looking next to me. Glorifying this perfect love that I claim to lead. No, that this wasn't me. So worthless. I guess somehow I forgot just what his word says. The church is supposed to represent Christ. How can I rep God when I'm doing nothing with my life? Now I'm sure, secure, it's time to push through. Who brought me out the last time? Yes, Lord, it was you. My rock, the best. Lord, you're my fortress. So I'm back up on my mission with this cross on my chest.
I'm done slacking.
I gotta get back on it, man. I'm slacking on my mission. Slacking on my mission. Slacking on my mission.
I gotta get back on it, man. I'm back up on my mission. Back up on my mission. I'm back up on my mission.
I gotta get back on it, man. I got to pay attention, cause I'm working for the Lord and I'm slacking on my mission.
On my mission. Yeah, on my mission. On my mission. Yeah, on my mission.
I was slacking on my mission. Slacking on my mission. Now I'm back up on my mission. I'm back up on.
discussion. Let's talk about something. Real talk radio. Ain't no funny. A church knows our walls, a hottest talk show. Real talk with the Dr. Davenport. Let's get it poppin'. Music got me hopping. Who you represent? Ain't no stopping. Come on, let's go. I'm in the zone. Can't get enough. Turn it
real
up.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, children of all ages, I hope that you can hear us as we broadcast live Adopt-A-D Freestyle Friday, Rook City, and myself. And I'll tell you, and I say this without any equivocation, not making any excuses, Rook, their technical difficulties are off the chain. The technical difficulties are off the chain this morning, and the way that we're doing the show today is unheard of. But it is. We're live. I can hear you, so I'm sure you can hear me, man. How goes it, sir?
I'm all right, Doc. I think they were trying to help the Tooth Fairy yesterday, Doc.
Yeah. Talk about dedication to live directly to the program and to you, the listeners, Rook City. Had I'm going to call it major oral surgery on yesterday, and yet he's still live on the air. Today with us, and I want to say openly and publicly, it wouldn't be me, but we thank God for you. Hey, for real, amen. Let's freestyle Friday.
I'm dedicated, Doc. I'm dedicated.
You are dedicated. You can't. No one can argue that with the amount of surgery, like I said, you had yesterday. If you choose to go into it, you can. But so Rook sounds a little different today. That's why it is. Freestyle Friday, you know, you call the show, you listen, you support, you know that Freestyle Friday is the show where you, the callers or the listeners, control the content. You offer us the real talk topic of the day, and then we discuss it. If you missed or were not able to get into a show or speak on a topic early in the week, today is your catch-all day. And you can do that by dialing 516-387-1299, 516-387-1299 is how you get your get in. Those users on the switchboard already, if and when you're ready to go live, hit the number one on your keypad, and we will get you live on the air as soon as possible. So that's it, Freestyle Friday. We're going on to Michigan, Rook. Last four numbers of your number are 5113, 5113. Let's hopefully this works. All right, let's see. Hopefully this works and get you. Time out of call. We're going to get you on. I'm still having some major technical difficulties this morning, but to God be the glory.
Hey, Doc, how you doing today, Doc?
I was doing fine until I decided to do the show. Yeah, I'll be freaking honest. My day was going great until it was time to do the show. Because, like I said, all these technical difficulties going on. All right, the last four digits of your number is 5113. You're now live on the air, Freestyle Friday, Dr. D in Rook City. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, Dr. Davenport. This is Murphy.
What's up, Murph?
What's going on, man? I'm here at work. Thank God it's Friday. I'm ready to hurry up and get on out of here.
Yeah, so you're preaching time, aren't you, Doc?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Lord has blessed us to share tonight amongst some other co-laborers in the gospel at the Born to Win Ministries, Pastor Deion Clark.
Tell Pastor Clark you got a free plug on my show, and I won't even require 10%. Just 10% of 10%, and I'll be straight.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Doc Murphy, did you want to participate? Did you have a topic you want to discuss for today's Freestyle Friday episode, or you just called in and gave you support?
Man, I'm just calling in for support, man. I'm actually getting ready to put my phone on mute because it's going to get kind of busy. I just wanted to listen in and support, man. And y'all, I enjoy y'all. Times I do get a chance to call in and listen in, man. Y'all have me cracking up. Y'all make my day much better. So I'm just calling for support.
We appreciate you, man. Look, I know you have not met Murph yet, Doc, but I do want to talk about a solid man, a man among men, this brother here. And I'm not saying it because he's in there. Doc Murph, man, have a good day at work, man. We'll let you go. Thanks for your support.
For sure, man. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all.
Likewise, sir. As far as preachers go, I guess they were called Murph Young, but the Lord continues to open doors for him, man. And solid brother, Doc, he gonna change the world. The Lord is going to change the world. I really believe that with every fiber of my being. 516-387-1299, call-in number for Freestyle Friday. Go ahead, Rook.
You know what I'm thinking, right? If you know me, you know what I'm thinking. I'm sitting here like, here go another caller calling, speaking just to Davenport, like, I ain't here. I'm sitting here saying to myself, I'm here. I'm here.
No.
Rook City's on the radio.
If you walk into a room and you say good morning, that good morning is for everybody in the room.
No. It's only for everybody in the room. They say good morning. When they say good morning, Davenport, that's directed towards you, not us. You. Now, I understand he say he enjoy us. We make him laugh, but at the end of the day, he came in speaking to you. I'm just kidding. Gotta pay attention, man. Gotta pay attention.
I thought we were past this. I thought we were over this.
Well, I just put it out there so
anyone
somebody
calls
in, they might speak to me too. I'm like, I'm here every day.
When you said that, I knew this person was going to go live. So I wanted to turn it over to Elder Michelle from Detroit. Good morning, Elder.
No. Good morning, Rook.
Hey.
How you doing?
You just put a smile on my face even though I heard it.
Hey, man. I knew I had to come in and say good morning to you.
Like, they don't like speaking to me for some odd reason. They get most of the jokes from me, but okay.
That is not
good
the case.
Good morning.
No one is.
No, I don't think so. Good morning, Dr. D. I just think that, you know, I don't think it was, he didn't mean it. Let me say that.
No, he didn't mean it. He just used to speak to Dr. D only. That's all. He ain't doing it on purpose.
No. First of all, don't do that.
That's why he got his own phone, though. You know, he can call him on his phone and speak to Dr. D.
Don't call us. Talk to us.
Okay, then.
It might be the pills, Doc. I took some pills this morning.
Talk to us.
Hold on, Elder. Before you go in there, before you go any further, Rook, let me ask you this. So should I be offended when people call in and they speak to you before they speak to me?
Man, I don't know. I don't hear nobody do that. Nobody.
Elder just did it.
Not even my friends.
Elder
call.
Just
they
did
still speak to you first.
Elder just did it. She said, good morning, Rook. And then after, she loves you.
I just
and
that spiel.
You put the sugar
that's
in her coffee.
Only because I just did that spiel. If I didn't do that spiel, she would have came in speaking to you first. It ain't even about who's
okay,
speaking first. As long as you say hi to me second, just say hi to me.
That's
here.
Not the topic of the day.
Acknowledge me. Want some acknowledgement? I'm going through pain to do this show today, and y'all can't acknowledge me? Please.
What is really
hard
going on?
Work today.
Look, listen, what I'm saying is,
I'm by my fist. I understand.
She told you how great you were and all of that and how you make the world go round. When the Lord said, let us create man, she was saying that it was you up there with them. You were part of the council. And that's when she went through all of that. And then she was like, hi, Dr. D. So not only was my Dr. D hello second, there was no sugar in it. There wasn't any, you know, it's like I'm the mailman. I gave her a bill. So should I be offended by that or should I just take it up in the game? You tell me.
No, you shouldn't be offended because you get it every day. One day you ain't get it. It's freestyle. Right. It's one day.
Fine. That is 5 minutes of our life. that we would never get back. I want you to understand that. Okay?
You know what? You spent it with Rich Kidd, you should be happy. You spent it with Rich Kidd, you should be happy.
Elder, now you understand what they say about the road to hell paid with good intentions. You called in to be a good Samaritan, and you got caught up in the war on Freestyle Friday.
I did. That's okay, though. You know, I
hey,
can't.
No, the funny part is, did you catch on how I waited till you made sure he's off the phone before I said something? All right, man, you can break, man. You have a good day. All right, now it's my cue. That's my cue.
I did. If Murph could respond, he would respond. Oh, Elder, what's on your mind? Look, we got to end this. Elder, what's on your mind? Because Brooke is not going to. Elder, how you doing?
You know what? I'm doing fantabulous now. I really am. You know, I haven't laughed like this in about 3 weeks. So I thank
wow.
y'all. Thank you, Rip. High five in the spirit,
don't,
man.
Don't thank him. Don't thank him. Do not encourage him.
You are surely welcome.
It's the meds. You know, I couldn't wait for the day because yesterday I couldn't get back in. You know, you didn't get a chance to cue me back in yesterday with the conversation. With the talk.
We were talking about empire and the influence empire's having on society and the media, how they betray blacks. Okay, for those who didn't listen, that's what we're talking about. So go ahead, Elder.
Yes, and I thought about that young man who came on and made his statement, and then you said a few more things, and you had said where the white lady on the show, I don't know her name. I don't know nobody's name.
Marissa Tomei. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she was talking to, I guess that's Cookie.
Yeah.
And she told Cookie that she was just amused. She was doing it for fun. You know, and I was here at my house saying, yeah, that's what they, you know, they take us as Barbie dolls. You know, Ken and Barbie, they just play with us. Because we don't have any real value to them because we don't have any real value to ourselves for ourselves, you know. And so that's why they portray us the way that they do. Now, some of them envy us and want to be us, and that's why they act with us and they want to get the wigs and the dreads in their head and, you know, all of that. But that's only a few of those, and the ones that do that, they call them white trash.
That's true.
That's what they call them, you know. And I just wish that we could come up with a way, because those other TV shows that I was growing up, as you were saying, they were just in my head, that portrayed the black family. They showed us as we did live in the ghetto, but we had morals. We had standards.
Yeah.
That we still had to stand up to, that we stood by. Now they portray us as we don't have any standards, we don't have any morals, we don't have anything. We don't have anything, and that's not the truth. Because we as black people, we do have morals, we do have standards. You know, we do have the same things that everybody else have. But because this is how they see us, and they only put us up there when we're acting ugly, you know. But they don't put nobody else up there when they act like, because the same crime that goes on in the city goes on in West Bloomfield, because I lived out there. It goes on in Southfield Lake, because I lived out there. You know, same thing. They just don't put it on. They just don't put it on TV. They just don't portray it. And so we need to start.
Does somebody say something?
Brooke,
were you saying something?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
No, I was saying it's funny how shows like that stick around, because when Black Jesus came out, it got boycotted, talked about. I thought they took it off the air, but I see they got a season 2 coming back out, so I guess they bring it back. But it's just funny how they portray us like that, but yet we watch it, and it keeps on getting ratings, and we're going to keep it on the air.
That was my next point. That was my next point, because nobody but the black people are watching it, and they loving it, and they like, yes. And I'm like, are y'all really crazy like this? Do you see what they're doing? And it's, they don't see it. They refuse to see it. It's a message that's being betrayed.
Here's the funny thing. The shows like that are about us, but they're not for us. They're for other races. They really are, because as you said, we're a toy. Because we don't, as a race, we don't blog on TV shows a lot. We're not invited to focus panels or consumer groups to discuss these things. They're about us, but not for us.
Yeah.
There was a survey done about 10 years ago in the 90s. 90%, and I think that's a number, and it seems kind of high to me, but if I remember correctly, 90% of all hip-hop music was purchased by suburban America. They buy more than we do because they want to learn more about us. Now, we listen to it. You know, we air it, but we're not going to buy it where it counts. We're going to download it. We're going to, which is also sad, and it really is a conviction. You know, we still, and that goes back to us not putting our money where it should be going to show our real power. But you know, like I said, we'll bootleg it, we'll steal it, but it's not for us, and that's what's really sad.
Yeah,
that's what's really sad.
That's really sad, because it's really sad, and we think that, you know, they're talking about you. You're not going to say they're not laughing with you; they're laughing at you, and that's what's going on. And we as a people, we don't see that. And again, it goes along with we're not thinking. We're not thinking.
Yeah.
It's not. We're not thinking. So I just wish there was some way we could, like, put thinking caps on on everybody and start thinking about the stuff. You know, and it's just a lot of negativity. You know, our families are not all messed up like that.
No, they're not.
And we're not all.
They're not.
They're not.
Everybody's not cheating on their. Everybody's not cheating on their spouse. Everybody don't have a side chick or a side dude.
Everybody ain't money hungry. Yeah. Everybody ain't trying to be God and talking about God and all of that. Ain't nobody saying. Because when he said to his son, you know, which I had saw that one episode, my granddaughter's over here watching it, and he said to his son, he says, so, oh, you know, you're in church now, you believe in God now, huh? And he says, well, let me see which one of the two is better, your God or me. And he, like you said, he went and snatched that girl right on up out the church.
Sure did.
And she said, sure did. and because she went right into thinking, oh, God, you blessed me, Lord. No, it's something that the devil will bless you. He can bless you. You just got to know. And she went right into that because she's been praying for God to bring this through for her. You know, she was waiting for this moment in her life. And here it is, but it's the devil. And she went right with it. Nobody told her, baby, you know, you need to think about this. Let's talk about this. Let's try to pray and see if this is really God, if this is really what he's saying. None of that. And so that messed that boy's mind up. And I was mentioning that to a friend of mine yesterday, and they were trying to say, well, no, you know, that's not how it was. I said, baby, that's exactly how it was. There ain't nothing in between there. He made a statement. And he proved his point. And he snatched it right on up out the church. Period. So that's all I want to say. I'm thankful that I got that out.
Hey, man. Rick, you kind of faded out again.
Yeah.
No, bro, you're still out there in the back 40.
You hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I said, I don't know how we found our way back to Empire, so I still haven't seen it. So I feel like I'm left out of the loop. You know, I'm like, man, I can't talk. I don't know what we're talking about.
Well, yeah.
I'm sorry. I only saw that one scene. Like I said, I've only seen scenes. It's missing. But I could hear people talking, and because of the way they're talking, my imagination, because I guess who I am, I can just really imagine it and go with it. But yeah, I'm sorry.
You can say discern. You can say you can discern it. That's all right. That's true.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I was thinking that basic Elder Michelle. I only talk about God all the time. Well, that's all I know. I'm sorry. But I can discern it.
And it's cool when it's real. You know, you're relatable. I know you personally. I know you're relatable, you know.
Yeah.
No, but I watched the show, and real, to your point, again, yesterday, and I really gave my, what really got me was, I said toward the end of the show, was just the, in general, the media, and how the media portrays the African-American family, even up to including the lack of publicity and airtime given for the Million Man March. And you can say, well, who led it and who's speaking. But they're now releasing clips of the speakers at the march, and I can see why they didn't want to air. There's another march planned in Atlanta on the 24th against the Center for Disease Control. Because it's been announced by a whistleblower, the top scientist there, that a lot of the vaccines that they have been using to insulate and vaccinate our children have been genetically geared to target Latino and African American boys, and it's part of the process to sterilize us as a race. You know, and Robert Kennedy Jr. Is the one that gave the information to Louis Farrakhan. I was going to play that clip today, but I wanted to do it in proper context, some other stuff. And so being Freestyle Friday, I just didn't do it. Now, Robert Kennedy Jr., he did not make it. He said he had a sickness in the family, so he didn't make it to the march. But what he did was he recorded a video message, and he aired it at the march of him saying these things himself, and he's the one called for the march on the CDC later this month. I mean, and I want to say this to us: it is never really what it looks like. Yes, there's racial profiling and racial tension, but this really isn't just about. Hear what I'm saying? It isn't just about race. Now, this is about class. This is about the poor and the rich. That's what it's always been about. And the only way you can keep the majority of the people, with the majority of the people being poor, the only way you can keep them down is keep them divided. You know,
yes.
A divide and conquer is the oldest strategy in warfare. That's what's happening. And they got to swing at that smoke. As long as we swing at the smoke and gag at the smoke, we won't focus on putting the fire out. Economically, people of color around the world are significant, but we are so disenfranchised, we're so dislocated that we never, ever, ever. Look at some numbers. These are numbers you can Google. Okay. People of color spend, with a B, billions of dollars a year on hair care products, mostly, namely, weave. Billions of dollars. I'm not looking at the product of being weave. I'm looking at the financial impact of us on that industry. Spend billions of dollars. Between October and January, every year in this country, African Americans spend $5 to $7 billion just between October and January. Okay, that is a major contribution to the economics of this country.
Uh-huh.
But because we don't have any structure, any plan, and we don't pick up and we don't utilize the strategies other people use. Our Jewish brothers and sisters will have their city or in a black neighborhood or a Korean neighborhood or a white neighborhood, okay? But them Jewish brothers and sisters is not going to spend their money until they get back to their own neighborhood. We have mom and pop stores owned by black people, small stores, small little party stores, and we won't support them because their prices are a little higher. Well, you know what? Their prices are a little higher because they don't have the stock or the inventory as all the Chaldean stores on every other corner. So we're not willing to pay 50 cents more. Now, I understand when you're broke, you're broke. I get that. You know, but we won't invest in our own. We let other folk invest in us. And we invest in other people. But we won't invest in our own. Somebody will argue that the cast of Empire was all black cast. Lee Daniels, he's a black man, and the director is a black guy, and so therefore we are supporting our own. No, because the title of the show is Fox's Empire, not Lee Daniels' Empire. You saw Lee Daniels, the butler, because he was the executive producer and owner of The Butler. Remember that movie with what is that guy's name? The Last King of Scotland. I can't think of his name. Anyway, Oprah Winfrey was in that movie. He was a bullet at the White House. You know, so that's part of our hookup, our issue. The media is telling us who we should like, who we should support, and all of that, and we just listen to it. You know, that's why I played the song yesterday. It's not about money, it's about power, because that's what this is about. It's all about power and influence, and we don't have either. Really don't.
And we don't have either. And we think we do. And you really silly because you don't.
That's true. Freestyle Friday rolling on. Thank you, Elder. Leave your mic open if you want to stay on the line. If you ain't got nothing else better to do, which of course you don't, because what else could be doing? Could you be doing on the Freestyle
Friday? Of
course I
don't.
516-387-1299, 516-387-1299. What is your Real Talk topic of the day? Call in and give us your answer as we move forward with this edition of Freestyle Friday.
I learned these songs from church to church. Maybe you know the song. I love to praise Him.
I love to praise Him.
I love to praise His name.
to salute to Sister Felicia.
Okay, who is this?
This right here is Glenn, all right? This is Glenn.
Okay,
this is Brother Glenn. Can I speak to Sister Felicia, but I have some please.
Okay, sir, how did you get my number?
I got your number from one of the deacons at the church.
Okay, what deacon was that?
I don't even know the deacon name. What I'm trying to ask you, can you reimburse me for some money that I put in church on Sunday?
Okay, well, can you just calm down just a little, please, sir?
Are you the financial person at the church?
Yes, I am, so what can I do for you?
I'm trying to get my money back that I put in church on Sunday. I put $100 in church on Sunday, and I'm trying to get my $100 back.
Okay, well, did you not get it from your heart?
I gave from my heart what I thought was going to happen, but it didn't happen.
Okay, help me help you. What you mean, what didn't happen? What didn't happen, sir?
Okay, Pastor wasn't there. Pastor was not there on Sunday, and y'all had this minister come in who I ain't like him at all, but the doggone the offering was before he even got up to preach. So I had already gave my offering, which was $100, and then I didn't even know Pastor wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? So here I am giving $100. I'm thinking, I know I'm going to get the word when Pastor there. But y'all put this dude up. He coming from, don't nobody come from the book of Ruth no more. He was at Ruth, Leviticus. He was all over the place. I want to get my $100 back. I ain't giving to that.
Sir, do you not read the bulletin? I mean, how often do you even come to church?
I come to church often. I mean, what that got to do with anything?
Well, if you would come a little often and read the bulletin, sir, you would have known that Pastor took a vacation.
He took a vacation, so everybody knew he wasn't going to be there?
Yes, sir. The regulars, the people that come regularly to church, they know that, sir.
Okay, well, I ain't know that, so I need to get my money back.
Okay, what I need you to do, though, is calm down.
I'm calm. I'm just trying to say I want to get my $100. I'm not giving that sermon I got on Sunday. I'm not giving no $100 for that.
Well, sir, I cannot give you $100 back, okay? We don't do no refund checks. I can't do that. Okay, I have to wait till Pastor get back in because two people have to sign a check. I can't even do that for you, sir. Matter of fact, I'm not even at work right now.
Okay, so how am I going to get my $100 back?
Okay, sir, why don't you just call the church on tomorrow and then we can go from there, okay?
I'm not calling the church tomorrow. I tell you what, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to come up there tomorrow and you're going to give me my $100. Either it's in a check or it's in cash. But you, Sister Felicia Patterson, you're going to give me my damn money.
Did you just cuss me?
I just told you that come tomorrow, I'm coming up there to get my damn $100, whether it's in a check or whether it's in cash. I don't care what it's in.
Let me tell you something, sir. You ain't getting nothing from us. How dare you call here and curse me, asking for some money back. You doesn't matter. You're giving your money from your heart. It doesn't matter who out there preaching the word of God. You give because you love God. Why have you ever thought to me like that? I'll strip you naked. You hear me? You know what? You better be glad this ain't 20 years ago because I'd have cussed you from hey, cuss me. But thank God that he saved me because you know what? I ain't going to cuss you. But I tell you what I will do, young man. Whenever I see you, won't you say your name is again? What's your name?
I'm Brother Glenn.
Brother Glenn, when I see you, I'm going to give you the rock for the fellowship. Do you hear me? Come on, say something. Because that's how you keep God's people. You have been talking to me even since I picked up the phone. You ain't say, hi, ma'am. How you doing, ma'am? Can you hear me, ma'am? No, you just start cussing and hollering at me. You don't talk to people like that. You don't even sound like a Christian. Christian don't do that. Do you hear me, right? Now, you want something from people, you ask. That's what the word says. You have not because you ask not. You don't call here hollering at me. Do you hear me?
I hear you.
Come call here cussing at me. Oh, Lord, help me.
Can I, Sister Felicia, I just want to say something else to you, if you don't mind. Can I say something?
You can't say nothing to me. But do you know what you need to do? Go get you some manners.
Yes, ma'am. But but there's one more thing I just wanted to say to you.
Ain't no one more thing.
Okay, but I just wanted to tell you this, Sister Felicia. I told you,
you ain't got nothing to tell me.
Yes, ma'am. But I want to say this though. This is nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your girlfriend, Sister Doris, got me to prank phone call you.
Oh my God. I am going to get Doris. Oh, yes, I am. Tommy, is
Hello?
Is Steve in there with you?
No, no, ma'am. No, ma'am. Steve is not in here with me.
That's live. Oh, that's me. Now, anybody who's listening, don't that sound like a conversation that Rook and Elder Michelle had when they were not on the air?
Well, you got me laughing because in my head I said the same thing. I said, that sound like that could be Elder Michelle. I'm second to
Elder?
Her.
Elder, you still with us?
That would be me, Rook.
I can see that being you, sister.
You just called me.
You have not been
she
left.
Shut. She
oh,
shut
yeah.
him down,
well,
didn't she?
She
said, I'm going to give you the right foot of fellowship.
And if you caught me a few years ago, I think that's been my line a couple of times. A couple of years ago, you wouldn't be calling me Elder Michelle, Bob.
No, but I'm laughing, though, because I wonder how many people actually really feel like that. Because I know when I get there, you know, they take the offering up and pass it on. Some people feel like that. Like, man, I ain't paid to hear him. Who is he?
I thought about you when I played the clip. Yeah, I thought about you when I played the clip. Honestly, I could see you doing that.
But,
I really could. I really could.
I didn't. She said if you're a regular, see, the regulars know the pastor's going to be there. The regulars knew that. They're not going to give no $100. They're going to give about $2, $3.
Yeah, it's that. They give me a dollar.
A dollar. If they show up. Nah, I used to be that kind, though. I used to be that kind. If I knew the pastor wasn't going to be there preaching, I didn't come. I went to visit.
Yeah.
I was going to visit somebody else's church.
Okay.
Ooh, that's not good. I'm telling the truth, though.
Well, you tell the truth. I remember years ago, I was running late to a Bible class. And the deacons then went to carry out until I got there. And I had a member so mad that they were talking at Bible class. That member called me on the phone and gave me a good one's phone. All I said is, I'm on my way.
Wow.
Stepped in a fellowship hall and was so loud about it, everyone in the sanctuary heard them. I didn't come to hear them. I came to hear you, and you ain't here. I heard that conversation.
Wow.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
But I'm on my way,
yes.
Sweetheart.
I'm on my way.
That didn't matter.
No.
You're late.
No. Yeah, I remember that. And I think we lost Rook. My Elder Michelle, the reason that's really funny is because it was Rook that did that. That's why it's funny. It was him that did it.
He did. It was Will.
Yes, he did.
Oh,
he did. I was running late. He called and gave me a good word for because folk were talking to him. Talking about teach Bible class. They're not teaching Bible class. They're just waiting, you know, they're carrying out till I get there.
They were just doing something.
They was, singing, doing praise and worship, really is what they were doing. But Rook was new to
and
church.
He was tired
so
of praise
and
worship. He was ready for the word.
We have a few minutes left. 516-387-1299. About 3 minutes left in the program. Freestyle Friday. We thank you so much for joining us, Elder Michelle. Rook said,
yes.
That was sound clip. Nephew Tommy, Steve Harvey Morning Show. I called I Want My Money Back.
Yes.
Name of that clip. So we thank you. Elder, we're going to come down to our close. Waiting on Rook to get back on the line. Go ahead and give us your final comments and thoughts before we go. We got to get out on time today. Any final remarks or comments, Elder, before we go?
You know, just be blessed on today. Today is Sabbath Friday and just walk in the favor of the Lord. Amen.
Boom. Rook?
Man, you put that off on me, man. Elder Michelle, you can't believe everything you hear. You hear me? You can't believe everything you hear.
Okay.
That wasn't me. That was not me. That was not
Who
me.
Who was that then? Who was it?
That was B.O. Smooth. That was not me. Push the
no, that was you.
That was Hussing. That wasn't me.
That was you, my friend.
Hey, Doc, but I got to tell you before we get off the air, Doc, that I love to praise him, Doc. My daughter was walking around singing that the whole time it was on. I was like, I didn't know she knew this song.
Now, some songs just get you where you need to be, man. Some songs get you. Your daughter go to church. So it's not like she's not, you know, it's like she don't know the Lord, you know, although she's little and young, you know. So maybe that's how she felt on the inside, so I can need some word to ring it out.
Yeah, she too. Come on, she love to praise him. I'm like, go ahead then, praise him, baby, praise him. That's what she love to do, go ahead, baby.
Yes, sir. Doc, it's about that time. We got to get out today, Doc. Final words.
You know, it's Friday, Doc, so we're not going to be on for the weekend, so I'm going to tell everybody, y'all be safe, y'all be blessed, and don't forget to go sit in the Lord's face on Sunday, because I guarantee he got something to tell you, he got something for you, and you don't want to miss it. So until then, you can catch me, Dr. D, live with Dr. D, Monday morning. Until then, everybody be safe, be blessed, have a great weekend, and I'm out, y'all.
This Monday, to make it funny Monday, we're doing a TV throwback TV trivia again on Monday, and we may even do a variation of that and do a little name that tune, maybe. Also, I'm thinking, and you comment on social media, Twitter, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Dr. D Live, follow us on our Facebook page Live with Dr. D. Let me know what you're saying. Inbox me or put it on the wall. I'm thinking about broadcasting Monday through Thursday. And then doing a Saturday night show, a Saturday evening show, late Saturday evening. I'm thinking about that. It's a show called Late Night with Dr. D. And I'm thinking of a variation of that might be interesting. See how that works out. So keep us prayed up that God gives us direction how we'll do. Brother R, God bless you, man. We got to go. Don't get too mad, Doc. Let Brother R tell you, keep your head on a swivel, and let the fourth be with you. And then what do you say, bro?
That's what you say.
God bless you all. Thank you. And as always, God speak to us Monday morning when we try to do business.